For God's sake, give more power to the people. There's some people up there hogging everything. Telling lies, giving out a bad about the people's money. What's up, everybody? How you doing today? Happy hump day. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Really happy to congratulate Chris, listening on WISS on the from 920. Chris K was our last hourly Civic Media grown-up gift list text-to-win sweepstakes winner. So congratulations to Chris K from the WISS listening area. They just won either $100 or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista. We got a bunch of grand prizes that we give away at the end. There's 8 of them. We got robot vacuums, humidifiers, luggage, espresso machines, all kinds of cool stuff. And the next giveaway is going to start at 4 p.m., top of the next hour, with my little buddy, Dom Salvia, who's got the show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Remember, in order to win, you got to text in via the app. So get that app downloaded for free from wherever you get your apps from. But today, more news coming out on Luigi Mangione. He is the suspect in the United Healthcare CEO's assassination that occurred last week. By the way, today was the date of the CEO's funeral. Those funeral proceedings happening today. Luigi's lawyer has given some interviews. We've got some sound from that because I want to give you my take on his lawyer. I got to tell you, I'm scratching my head a little bit, but I'm going to want to hear what you think after you check out a couple of these interviews. I also did some internet sleuthing about this lawyer. You know me, y'all. Like, I do all the work, so you don't have to. I am your resident lawyer that doesn't give legal advice on the radio and economist. I'm the one you know that you can call up and ask questions of. So I did some sleuthing on his lawyer. I'll share those thoughts. But I wanted to update you on some of the new evidence that has come to light, as well as talk a little bit about what I can describe as only very awkwardly uncomfortable online traffic. After the Luigi update, we're going to throw it open to each and every one of you to talk about, have you had to break up with friends, family, or a romantic partner over politics? Some really interesting statistics coming out from the state of Wisconsin on that. It's a bigger problem than we all might guess, or maybe you did guess this, but we'll discuss. I'll share some of my personal stories, and I'm going to want to hear from each and every one of you. If you want to get in the caller queue to talk about whether, especially if you want to share a story of somebody that you had to break ties with because of politics, get in that caller list now. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. So these evidentiary updates on the Luigi Mangione cases are confirmed. They've been reported widely, but breaking today. The first is that there were fingerprints found at the scene, and that those fingerprints match the fingerprints of Mr. Mangione. They took his prints, obviously, when they arrested him. They've now established a match between his prints taken upon arrest and, let's see here, I believe a water bottle and a snack bar wrapper recovered from near the crime scene. Wow. We also now have heard that there is a notebook that is separate and apart from the, I don't know, 262-word manifesto, as it's been called. This notebook was mentioned in the manifesto, and it in the notebook, the suspect refers to this killing as a, quote, symbolic takedown. And again, it goes on and on, sort of detailing his plans. That is pretty incredible. In addition, new evidence coming to light today that indicates that the gun that Mr. Mangione
had on him upon his arrest, that gun, its ballistics match the shell casings found at the murder scene. So again, all of this new information coming to light over the last day or so. Here's another passage from this notebook. Again, just being revealed today that there was a notebook that mentioned the manifesto, that the manifesto mentioned the notebook. This is another line from the notebook confirmed by reporting in the New York Times. What do? You whack the CEO at the annual parasitic bean counter convention. It's targeted, precise, and doesn't risk innocence. Wow. We also have found out that there was quite an extensive set of posts on Reddit from Mr. Mangione, where he described a series of life-altering health problems. He explained his back pain had worsened until a surgery in 2023, that he was struggling with brain fog. And in fact, his mother had filed a missing persons report just last month on Mr. Mangione. So pretty incredible set of facts and circumstances here. Again, he lived in a co-living space. One of his roommates there said that Mr. Mangione had shared information about his back surgery, that he had had pins put in, that he complained of bones grinding together. Quite extraordinary. Some of the, again, social media posting about Mr. Mangione can only be described generously as inappropriate. Others would probably call it downright disgusting, especially women talking about his attractiveness level, all sorts of things along those lines. I find just extraordinarily disturbing. But I promised you some of the sound of Andrew Cuomo's interview of Mr. Mangione's lawyer, who's a guy by the name of Thomas Dickey, a lawyer out of Altoona, Pennsylvania. Before we do that, Cardi was kind enough to pull some of Mr. Mangione's valedictorian address at the Gilman All Boys Prep School in Maryland. Let's take a quick listen to what Mr. Mangione had to say back when he graduated from high school.
Just like we've done these past few years, we'll be exploring the unknown, whether that be attending colleges across the country, traveling the world during gap years, or fulfilling military service in foreign countries. As we embrace the new, however, we won't forget the old. Our friendships, values, and memories from Gilman will always stay with us.
Sounds pretty reasonable. But let's take a little listen to at least a couple bits here from this interview between Andrew Cuomo and Mr. Mangione's lawyer. This guy's name is, he's a criminal defense lawyer from Altoona, Pennsylvania. His name is Thomas Dickey. We're just going to take cut two, Cardi. Let's take a listen.
So your client had an opportunity.
This is Andrew Cuomo.
To say you got the wrong guy, never did. He apologizes in his manifesto for the pain he has caused. He gave voice to his motivation today in front of the cameras. And yet, am I correct that you believe you don't think he did it?
Well, Chris, one thing I always liked about watching you is you're a lawyer. OK, so I don't know if you've done much criminal work or not, but my client hasn't faced any actual criminal charges from New York yet. So he hasn't had an opportunity to make any plea. My anticipation is going to be when and if that happens, he's going to plead not guilty.
Fascinating sort of setup. The butt kissing is a little weird at the beginning. Well, you're a lawyer. I mean, it's just this interview is by any stretch strange. Let's go ahead and take cut 11, this last one, Cardi, and then we're going to listen to some more probably on the other side. But let's take a listen to cut 11. Just take a listen.
How would you assess his mood? Did he seem upset? Did he seem worried?
Well, here's...
How would you assess his mood? Did he seem upset? Did he seem worried?
Well, here's what I tell everybody, Chris, today is, you know, use your common sense. You're a young man or an old man, whoever you are, and you're accused of, he hasn't been accused yet that I've seen, but the talk and the anticipation, you know, probably out there is that he may be charged with a very serious offense. He's certainly behind bars, which I believe is wrong. I felt that the judge should have set bail today.
Really? The guy allegedly fulfilled a days, weeks, months long plan to execute a CEO that he had no prior contact with because why? He had back pain and back problems. I mean, I don't mean to be at all glib at all, right? But his lawyers sort of tap dancing around these things. Well, just say he's potentially facing murder charges and, you know, he's not in a great place. Just to answer the question, this whole lawyer's demeanor is very strange to me. I'm going to share a little bit of the sleuthing if you're curious about, what did my lawyer friend Maggie Dawn on the radio find out about Mr. Mangione's lawyer when she did a little internet sleuthing about one Mr. Thomas Dickey, criminal defense lawyer of Altoona, Pennsylvania. I might have even gone so far as to go to that Google Earth thing and check out the law offices, y'all. I'm just saying, it's pretty fascinating. We've got almost a little tete-a-tete as well, like a little standoff between Andrew Cuomo and the lawyer. It's all very fascinating. When we come back, I'm going to share all of that with each of you. I'm going to give you my take on where this prosecution stands. And did you know that this case has some really creepy analogies or echoes with a couple of Hollywood films with stars you know? And I mean, eerie similarities. I'm going to tell you my take on the lawyer, talk about what I found on Google Earth, and tell you these movies that seem to have some eerie predictive quality as it relates to Mr. Mangione's alleged killing of the United Healthcare CEO. All that's coming up next. You're not going to want to miss any of it. And don't you worry, we're going to get to your breakup stories. Have you broken up with family, friend, or romantic partner over politics? Those calls and discussion will begin at the bottom of the half hour. The lawyer sound is up next. Keep it locked, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. By the way, that's Chris Cuomo, not Andrew. Andrew's the former governor of New York.